Overseas tonight, the images after a fierce rocket attack on the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. It came after Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived there and after the U.S. revealed here back some time ago that more U.S. troops are on the way. ABC's Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz with images of the attack.
This burning plume after that barrage of firepower. Some 40 rounds of munitions, the majority rocket-propelled grenades, launched towards Kabul's airport. The target claims the Taliban, the aircraft Defense Secretary Jim Mattis had flown in on hours before. At the time of the attack, Mattis was meeting with Afghanistan's president. But not only did the Taliban take credit, but so did ISIS, releasing a video they claim shows the attack in progress. Afghan special forces raided a nearby house. They were backed up by a U.S. airstrike. A missile from an Apache helicopter malfunctioned, killing one woman and wounding several others. This was Mattis's first visit since the U.S. announced it would be adding 3,000 American troops to the 11,000 already there.
This attack is a stark reminder that even after 16 years of trying to defeat the Taliban and the loss of thousands of lives, they still remain a formidable threat. David?